News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. And by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive. 915-5-
Mountain at night. Lights on the mountain. At night. They're nuts.
El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And now, El Paso history with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Pohl.
You know what? We're in this closet. It's nice and cool. It's a hot day. Hello, Melissa.
Ah, my head. Oh, just blew my ears off. Sorry about that.
You got
hello.
Ears?
Hello. Yes.
Oh, no, hello.
My headset I've been playing with over
here. Well, yeah, it's your issue, man. I'm just here to talk. And you know, to talk about history is what we do.
That's right.
And so far, you survived your 125 million degree day the other day.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good one. That's pretty hot.
It was interesting. Then we dropped down in the 90s. It's like, spring.
Well, they'll do it again. Hey, Life in the Fast Lane. It is the radio show in El Paso about history. And I bet it's the only one around that does the live call-in thing.
The only one I've been able to find, and I've done a lot of searching.
Well, I asked the iHeart people who kind of like know what's going on in the company across the planet here. And there's not much like what we do.
Mm-mm.
And so that's kind of why we're hoping that you tune in and turn on, but also call a friend and say, guess what these idiots are doing over here?
Yes, that's what
we do. I'm in my 20th year. You're in about your 10th or 11th or something.
To some god.
Whatever it is. So we've been doing this a long time. But the thing is, because it's popular. People want to know about their history. Today, we're going to talk about mountains and stuff. But in the meantime, I'll read my script. And
mountains.
Good morning. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning, Jackson.
I said that right.
Clear my throat. Good morning.
And I have to say something now?
Yes, you do. No, if you want to, we talk about being here on the radio, but you can also go to ktsmradio.com and click on the iHeartRadio link and listen to us anywhere in the planet, since you can't get us locally if you're in New York.
If you call us up and give us a really good question for one of our guests, we've got a coupon to Pepe's for you. Otherwise, we're going to keep them ourselves.
Ha ha.
How about that? And then Mission
Del
Rey's.
And Pepe's is open. So.
Yeah, they are. But that's down the script a little bit.
Oh, I know. But
you're going to do Mission
Del Rey?
You can talk about Mission Del Rey?
Now you want me to do it?
Well, that's
now,
what
I know,
your next
I
line
know,
is.
I know,
you're
I know.
You're not going to follow this
page. I'm not going to follow it.
What's the point?
It's Saturday. I want to do something different. No, Mission Del Rey's the Mission Del Rey Weekly $20 radio show giveaway. And for the first 5 listeners each week, we have a coupon available for them during checkout. And this week's coupon is, code is HISTORY. Must be redeemed online for $20 minimum purchase, shipping required, or curbside pickup, or by appointment. Are they open for retail?
Call them up, and they'll meet you at the door. They'll show you around.
Okay.
You do your 6
I wasn't
foot.
Sure if they had the doors open for basic retail.
I think
retail.
They want to know you're coming. If you bang on the door, they'll probably let you. I don't know. Well, and maybe one of them wants to call us. That's fine, too.
They can do that, too. Yeah.
And hey, you got a history moment.
Oh, before I forget, that's missiondelray.com.
Oh,
and
it
a
is.
History moment. Yes, we're talking about the early days of Daredevil hot air ballooning.
That's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Pepe and Lorena are back from vacation in Pepe's restaurant in Cañatillo.
That's
now's
right.
Your line.
Now is my line. Where is it? I've lost it.
So Pepe's will be open today.
They're open today, and they've got seat in.
In room,
or you can still get for delivery, takeout. You can get a whole bunch of, you can cater your own private little family gathering by going there, too. So
I'm not going to make it out there today, but life goes on. Hey, let's talk about some history today about the rocks around here, because we got lots of rocks and we got lots of history. And they stacked them up, and they call those mountains, and it's really a cool thing here. But we have the rock duo of Dr. Eric Kappas. Hey, good morning, Doc.
Good morning. How are you, Eric?
You're there. I hear you. I hear you breathing. How's life?
Awesome. Life is awesome. I survived the heat.
Well, even better. Hey, we got one of your sidekicks in crime here named Jim. Jim Talbert, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Good to be here.
Welcome. Now, you guys are the officers of the legal entity 501c3 known as Celebration of Our Mountains. Which is which? Who's president?
Well, Eric is president. I'm the executive director.
Aha. Uh-huh. So you guys
are... he's the boss.
Yeah,
Jim is the boss.
Well, what you do, Eric, is you go to all the christenings and signings, and you let...
Yeah, and I take credit for Jim's work.
There you go. Exactly.
That's
so
the way to do it.
At least you know your role in that deal here. But the Celebration of the Mountains is an amazing thing. It's been going on at least 20 years. Phil Goodell is the one I would credit as starting it. What do you remember? Either one of you.
Yeah, Phil Goodell started it when, Jim? Was it 1996 that he started?
No, 1994.
Four, wow. And it was a part of his class of geology people. He would take them out and look at stuff and do field trips and say, look at here, look at here. Mm-hmm. And after a while, he realized, you know what? We could get the public to do this. And I remember the one I remember earliest on was about 97, 98. He had somebody bake a cake in the shape of the Franklins, and they didn't realize they couldn't do it. So they did it anyway, and they had cake all over the place. But it was a huge thing on some table.
Yeah.
And so, if anybody wants to try that again, good luck with that. But anyway, the Celebration of the Mountains. Jim, give us an overview. What is this about, really?
Well, what we do is we really take people out to the natural outdoors that surrounds us. Gives them the experience of actually learning about it, and we teach about the natural history, you know, the geology and the botany. We also do history and archaeology. And it's the idea of just getting people outdoors, getting them an active, healthy kind of living style, as well as being able to appreciate the beauty that we have all around us and to want to preserve it and care for it.
It's history. And that's what we do here on this radio show. And people go, what are you doing rocks for? Well, the rocks around here are very historic. Mount Franklin is how many billions of years old, Eric? How many billions is that?
The oldest layers in the Franklins are on Trans Mountain Road, and it's called the Kastner Marble, named after Kastner Range. And those are about 1.25 billion years old, so 250 million years old.
I would never try that.
I don't have enough hands and fingers and toes.
Is that the road cut that's on the first up the mountain on the west on the east side?
There are chunks of the Kastner Marble. So Trans Mountain Road is basically a super volcano. When you drive from the Archaeology Museum up to the top, you're going up and out of a supervolcano.
Wow.
And so chunks of rock sank down into the belly of the supervolcano, and that there are pieces of Kastner Marble that are sitting in the belly. And then as you head up Trans Mountain, you eventually get into the Kastner Marble.
Well, what are those bumps on top? Are those lava domes? I always think that's what they are. Those big rounded bumps on top.
Those are limestones that got deposited way later, 600 million years later, after the supervolcano went away.
Well, I'm talking about the red ones, the red rock stuff as you go up on the right-hand side from the east side to the west side.
Red rock. So the red rock is the red bluff granite, but once you get up towards the top, the reddish rock is the ash from that granite, the ash from the supervolcano, and we call that the Thunderbird Formation.
Oh, yeah, that's very cool stuff. Well, let's get back to that in a minute. I remember I mentioned to you a couple of weeks ago when we got involved in this, I wanted to talk about, just because I think it's fascinating, we'll get back to the Franklins because I got a lot of questions about the Franklins. But the thing about I want to talk about is Waco Tanks. Waco Tanks sits out in the middle of the desert, and you look around left and right and up and down. It's close to mountains, but it is nothing like those mountains. Why and how did Waco Tanks form where it is?
Who dropped them there?
Who pushed them up, maybe? Is that the better question?
Well, so the story starts back during what we call the Paleozoic period. And our region was covered by a shallow sea, and the Diablo Plateau, which is, of course, up on top of the Wacos, you know, to the east, that was actually a shelf or a platform where the ocean was particularly shallow. And all these sedimentary rocks got deposited, and then the Rocky Mountains happened, so that stuff got squished a little bit. And then once the Rocky Mountains stopped forming, once all that squishing and compression stopped, then certain blocks of rock started to rise and fall, and more importantly, magma came up and filled these huge cracks that were forming. And one blob of magma that came up was the igneous rock that's at Waco Tanks. And that we usually just call it a granite, but it's not technically a granite. I think it's a porphyritic syenite or something, but it's basically a blob of magma that cooled as our crust in the region started to break apart. And today, it's still breaking apart. We call that the Rio Grande Rift.
Oh.
And that in the Rio Grande Rift, certain blocks rise and certain blocks fall down. And the Waco Mountains rose up and also lifted up this all these marine sediments I talked about from the ocean and the big magma blob that was hiding under the surface. And so the Waco Mountains are a cooled magma blob, but everything you see around it is sediments from much, much earlier, hundreds of millions of years earlier.
Yeah, geology to you guys, is 10 million years is nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Yep. Jim, hit us with a couple of hikes coming up here. I don't think you're doing any Waco hikes per se, but they have their own hikes, so you can call the park and get in there, right?
Oh, yeah, you can.
But you have hikes coming up all over the place. And yeah. you have also, by the way, I want to tell you one thing here. If people want to get a hold of us, they can do the Facebook thing. But we also have a Gmail working today, ephistory690, ephistory690@gmail.com. We are looking at that if you have a need to talk to us. Also, the phones are up there. We can call.
That's right. They can call into 915-544-KTSM.
And we can talk and put you on the phone on the radio with these guys. So get a hold of us if you feel like it. In the meantime, I want to also move over a little bit to talk about some more of the things about the celebrations. What do you got coming up specifically? Saturday, the September 5, Explore the River. Jim?
Yeah, that's what we're starting off with that. We'll do a river walk. We're going to have people from Paso del Norte Foundation there, but we'll also have Dr. Scott Cutler as a kind of a birding expert. And along with him, we'll have, Bernie Sargent, who's our history guy. He'll be along. And then the following week, we're doing a real history thing. Dr. Max Grossman is doing a tour of the architectural treasures in downtown El Paso.
So you're mixing up the celebration of the mountains with a celebration of the buildings.
Well, they're kind of mountains.
That's right. We're looking at all sorts mountains. Of things. We look at not only our mountains, but the lives of the people who have lived here.
Oh, that's cool.
We're all tied together.
Oh, yeah. But also, you've got September the
12th. Yeah, we have other history things. We're going to visit all the plane crashes, even adding on the Avispa Canyon crash and the Bamboo Bomber.
What are those?
Oh, well, Avispa Canyon crash was a kind of a training plane, basically built out of wood.
Oh.
And the thing crashed up there. And
where was
the Bamboo Bomber is about the same thing.
Where are those two? Where on the Franklin?
Avispa Canyon is up there north of the state park. If you know where Job's Quarry is in the northwest.
Oh, yeah.
It basically runs down into that quarry.
I had no idea.
I never heard that one before. That's a new one for me.
Is that near Hit Canyon? Is that the kind of where it is?
No, Hit Canyon's over there. More by his, his northeast quarry.
Okay. I bet that's another Job quarry,
there,
right?
It's a wonderful place to go.
Oh, yeah, and Hit Canyon. You ever do a hike into Hit Canyon, H-I-T-T?
We have been into Hit Canyon a number of times.
There's a whole story about lost gold in there, you know.
Well, still looking.
Well,
nobody's found it yet.
And if you found it, you wouldn't tell.
I was just saying.
When I find it.
No, you won't. You're not going to tell me.
Tires screaming out of town, going, yeah.
Yeah, Jim Talbert left town. We're not sure why, but he's got a heavy suitcase. But the whole thing about the mountains is a whole lot of fun here. Let's go on for another hike or two. What do you got here? Your Chihuahuan Desert is this 12th of September?
Well, as always, Carol Brown, who's the dean of hiking, is taking us up to Tonuco Mountain and also up to Picacho Peak there by Las Cruces. And she's leading a trip into Pina Blanca, which is just north of Bishop's Cap. And she'll be accompanied by an anthropologist, archaeologist, since there are some archaeological remnants in there.
They go to the peak?
No, as I understand you, I've never been there, Jackson, so I really can't talk about it personally too much. But it's a new thing. There is a whole study area there, and you go up into what looks to me is kind of like a canyon, and you climb over some hills and stuff like that.
Oh, that's cool. And
pretty.
What do you find? I'm reading off a page you sent me, but where can people find this online?
Okay. Go to Celebration of Our Mountains, or just Google Celebration of Our Mountains, or go to Celeb, CelebMTNS.org.
That'll do it.
Celeb Mountains. Yeah. As I say, most people just Google it and you'll get there.
Fair enough.
And right now, our whole calendar for the fall is up. I mean, people can take a look at the calendar and see all the events. As far as the description of the events, that's going to take another 2 or 3 days to finalize.
Okay, before we go to break,
but get them written up.
Before we go to break, tell us about the picture that we put on Facebook. That picture is a drawing. It's a portrait. By whom?
Yeah, it's a painting by Robert Carlson. Great guy. Robert was a classmate of mine at the number high school, Austin High School. I think you know that one, Jack.
Okay. And so
he's an incredible artist.
But it's a drawing. People thought it was. So I think I've hiked there. Well, maybe you did.
Yeah, I've seen his technique. I've seen how he does it. And it almost becomes very photographic. And the one we're going to be using, you've got the last year's.
I think I labeled it wrong. Okay, yeah.
The Blue Jay one, I think, from last year, and this year we're doing Eagle Chombo.
Okay.
Which is another one of his paintings. And
go to our Facebook page, El Paso History Radio Show. Take a look at the picture and find the Blue Jay. It's in there. That's cool.
Yeah.
Eric, when we come back from break, I'm going to ask you some things about where you've climbed. That should be you've probably been everywhere, I think. Have you been everywhere?
No.
Oh, come on.
I've never been to Hit Canyon. I'm listening
That's
to
amazing.
You about the gold, and now I'm starting to plan a trip to Hit Canyon.
Everywhere, Iowa?
Take what?
I've been to everywhere, Iowa.
Iowa. Well, no, but I tell you what, if you're going to go to Hit Canyon, take a burro, but don't tell the state park, because what we're talking about is illegal. You can't do that. And none of that stuff. Taking a break, or call us if you want, or Facebook, right?
I'm just getting to Facebook now, and you can see that beautiful picture by Carlson. I mean, he does amazing work. I can't wait to see the next one.
And so also, we've got that ephistory690@gmail.com, if that is your preference today. That's so right. The phone number, call us.
915-544-5876, 915-544-5876. KTSM.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino. Enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
With over 19 years of experience in the El Paso real estate market, Patrick Tuttle has successfully navigated the ups and downs of uncertain markets, including the last recession, and he can assist you in buying or selling in the current market. Call him today, 915-588-1850.
Hi, I'm Patrick Tuttle with Legacy Real Estate Services. I offer flexible fees, no upfront costs, and if you don't like me, fire me. Call me today at 915-588-1850. 588-1850.
A grand in your hand.
That would help out a ton.
Winner.
Amazing.
After winner.
This will be very helpful.
After winner.
Definitely keep me going until I hopefully go back to work soon.
You could be next.
This helps a lot.
Your chance to win $1,000 is coming up. Brought to you by Comfort Keepers. In life, you learn an important message. Your age doesn't define you. You do. Comfort Keepers. Elevating the human spirit. ComfortKeepers.com.
You know, I used to think that Medicare was one big complex mystery. What's covered? What's not? Then I made one phone call to United Healthcare and got the answers I needed. In one call, I learned I could combine my Medicare coverage into a single plan for little or no extra money. With the AARP Medicare Advantage Plan from United Healthcare, I get more coverage than original Medicare. My prescription drugs are included, plus other great benefits like dental and 24/7 virtual doctor visits with zero copays. Plus, it's the only plan with the AARP name. So if you're turning 65 or have questions about the mysteries of Medicare, make that one call to United Healthcare at 1-855-283-2895. That's 1-855-283-2895. Or go to GetUHCMedicareToday.com.
Paid actor portrayal. Benefits and availability may vary by plan and location. United Healthcare Insurance Company pays royalty fees to AARP for the use of its intellectual property. AARP and its affiliates are not insurers. AARP does not employ or endorse agents, producers, or brokers.
El Paso's News Radio, 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Okay, we are the El Paso History Radio Show on Facebook. Go there for our weekly promo announcements of topics on the programs each week. Did you take a look recently, Melissa, how many people have seen that promo of that Blue Jay?
You said, was it 6,430.
I got 30
now. Oh, 30, yeah. I have it.
6,430. Yeah, that's 6,430 people have seen that promo since it went up, I think, late Tuesday night. That's a lot of people, so we can presume some of them. And that's only Facebook.
Yes.
A lot of people don't do this stuff. They just glaze over when we mention Facebook.
Yeah, you know, so it's like, wow.
Just that's how it goes.
Amazing.
But also, we have got a TV channel, free stuff. El Paso Gold DVDs are on a free TV channel that's on YouTube, and that's youtube.com/El Paso History TV. And we're going to be playing some clips out of some stuff that's on there. We have two playlists. One is all of our documentaries. I just decided, what the heck. Get them on YouTube for free, and we're going to play some clips out of that coming up. So get ready, Eric Kappas. There's some clips of you coming up here, so surprise. But anyway, Legends of the Mountains, El Paso's Mount Crystal Rey is on there. And also, we've got the man. Can you do a drum roll? Okay, drum roll.
My nails are too short.
Our man, Bernie Sargent, is the other playlist because he's got the stuff on YouTube that is the stuff from ABC 7. And I believe that's noted as the TV segments on YouTube, and there are 20 segments on there kind of explaining El Paso, not totally, but quite a bit. These all aired on ABC 7 KVIA TV since 2018, and you can subscribe to free on that thing at El Paso History TV. That is on YouTube channel. And also, one recent subscriber, LICO777 Jr. No idea who that is.
An interesting call tag.
Let go. So you got the Plaza thing
going
on.
Well, yeah, the Plaza Classic Film Festival is returning, and it's on tour and online this year, which started July 30th and will run through to August 9th. The El Paso Community Foundation's 13th annual Plaza Classic Film Festival, I just spit that one out, is going to be, it's a hybrid festival with 11 consecutive nights of pop-up drive-in movies at various locations throughout El Paso, 5 days of digitally streamed films on plazaclassic.com. And, you know, it's going to be great events. You should get out there. Again, some great things. Marx Brothers, Smokey and the Bandit, The Birds. Let's see. Just all got Duck Soup. That was the Marx Brothers one. It'll be a lot of fun. It's in for things to do. It's something different and new. And so get out there, and you can go to the website, which is plazaclassic.com.
Okay. Melissa, did you ever climb the mountain up to the tramway?
No, I didn't climb it, but I've been up there.
You've been up there.
I looked down at all those people, yes.
You know, there's another couple of things we can talk about. Read the question.
Oh, I could read the question.
Read the question. Wait.
Have any of you climbed to the top of Mount Franklin?
Eric, have you ever been on top of Mount Franklin, the North Mount Franklin?
No, I never have, and I just got criticized for it this week. What kind of geologist are you? You've never even been to the top of North Mount Franklin.
Okay, Jim, how about you? Jim, you've been up there, right?
No.
No?
No.
All right, I got one for you. Here it comes.
We're in trouble.
I'm standing atop the highest peak in the Franklin Mountain Range. From here, you can see the Rio Grande Valley and the cities of El Paso, Texas, and Juarez, Mexico.
The elevation of North Mount Franklin used to be 7,200 feet. It's now 7,192 feet. The missing 8 feet was knocked off by a bulldozer, and the legend behind that is, unfortunately, true.
I'm sure you thought you'd heard it all about Texas and our tales. Hold on to your hat, because we're changing that on El Paso's mountain trails. Getting me the top of Texas any day at all. El Paso is the top of Texas. Come share our mountain jaw.
A developer took it upon himself to blade a road completely across the Franklin Mountains. July of 1978. And
that action really galvanized the public. And one thing it did was lead to the creation of a group called the Wilderness Park Coalition that made it its mission to finally get a park established in the Franklin Mountains.
All right, that guy was John Sproul explaining how the Franklin Mountain State Park became. And the guy with the guitar is Tim Thompson. And who wrote the song is sitting here talking to you. I made up a poem one day, said, hey, Tim, can you make this into music? So, gentlemen, guess who has been to the top of North Mount Franklin? Me.
Jackson.
Darn near,
not even an archaeologist. Shame on you guys.
It darn near killed me. It was 22 years ago when I could actually do that kind of stuff. My cousin Walker Jackson and I hopped in the car and went up to the state park and said, hey, let's climb. We took a big camera and a big tripod.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a clip from a video called Legends of El Paso's Mountains. And I just had to do it to see what happened. And we didn't know we couldn't do it. We found that out. Because once we got up there, we realized, oh, my God, now we got to get back down. Hiking down is harder.
I was just going to say, it's a lot harder going down sometimes than it is going up, that's for sure.
Have you ever been on that? You've been on that trail on the lower parts of it, both of you, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I've been around the base of it, yeah.
Okay, one of these days, don't make it a hot day because you'll never get off.
Well, what might they find differently up there, though?
Well, it's flat. Like you said, the bulldozer knocked it off.
I'm thinking as an archaeologist or a geologist in that sense of interest outside of the wonderful view.
It's just an accomplishment.
Yeah, okay.
And we're idiots. Back in the day, that was such a stupid thing to do. Anyway, it's an idea. And if you want to do it, check with the state park. They'll send a helicopter, and they'll charge you for it, too. Oh, my God. All right, Jim Talbert and Eric Kappas here. Give us one more couple of hikes, guys, that you would like to go on. There's one there, but, I mean, you may not want to do that one. Jim, you're never going to do a state park hike over the top of the Franklins, are you?
No, I don't think so.
Can you imagine?
I've done that before. I've gone from the Tin Mines over to the west side of the mountain.
Okay. We got a clip of the Tin Mines coming up here in a bit. That's where you're going to find Eric. But on the other thing, would they let you do it if you could afford it to get a helicopter to drop you off up there?
Oh, Jesus. Mm. Now, that's a dream.
When he wins the lottery.
Yeah, you win the lottery and a helicopter rides to the top. And then good luck. Coming down, like I said, a lot harder. All right, Jim Talbert's here, Eric Kappas. We're going to get into our long segment. We got a lot more. I got some more questions about the Franklins for both of you. We'll get that in a minute. 544, call us.
5876 or 544-KTSM.
With over 19 years of experience in the El Paso real estate market, Patrick Tuttle has successfully navigated the ups and downs of uncertain markets, including the last recession. And he can assist you in buying or selling in the current market. Call him today, 915-588-1850.
Hi, I'm Patrick Tuttle with Legacy Real Estate Services. I offer flexible fees, no upfront costs, and if you don't like me, fire me. Call me today at 915-588-1850. 588-1850.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
We have all been feeling a bit uncertain lately, with a lot on our minds, especially business owners. How do you let people know you are open and ready for business? iHeartMedia, that's how. Visit iHeartMedia.com and let us build the right business strategy for you. Just go to www.iHeartMedia.com. We are here with you and for you.
President Trump is fighting back, but he needs honest media. That's why millions are tuning into Newsmax TV. Every weeknight, you can watch Greg Kelly rip the media's hypocrisy. Plus, see Sean Spicer, Michelle Malkin, Mike Huckabee, Herman Cain, and more. Everyone is talking about Newsmax TV. Find it on DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Spectrum, Cox, Optimum, Fios, Uverse, Suddenlink, Mediacom, Wow, and more. Or just check your cable guide. Newsmax TV is now America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Watch it today.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Call him a man, Patrick Tuttle. Ring his pocket, 588-1850, 588-1850. He is a real estate dude to talk to. He's also got rentals if you need some of that stuff.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, what are you, Mission Del who?
Mission Del Rey.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mission Del Rey merchandise, and it's available online at missiondelrey.com. Check out their extensive online catalog and have your gifts and decor items shipped anywhere in the world, or give them a call and go by and pick it up.
It's a huge place, though.
Oh,
they've
great.
Doubled the size. Check that out. Okay. Gentlemen on the phone here, Eric and Jim, thank you guys for putting up. You know the drill here. We got to go sell soap and stuff in
yes.
the meantime. But the stuff yeah. about the Franklins. Jim, you love the Franklins, don't you, to hike around? Jim? Hello?
Jim?
Earth to Jim.
Uh-oh.
Did we lose Jim?
His line is still lit. Is he on? He should be on there with you. Jim. Hey, Jim, if you're gone, call back.
Get a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah, he went down for a Java. Call back if we... I see the line is still lit. I'm not going to talk about that. But, Eric, I know you love... Eric, you love the Franklins. I know that.
Oh, no, I do. Jim's gone, I'm going to say I love the Franklins more than Jim.
There you go.
Do that. But Jim, you're going to have to call back. But no, I think the Franklins, Eric, you basically, when I remember, you moved here from the East Coast as an undergraduate because you liked the geology around here.
Yeah, so in geology, you know, the more ages of rocks that you can see, the more you're going to know generally about the science. And where I went to school, we just had one type of rock from one time period. And so that's all I saw throughout my undergrad. Here in El Paso, we have almost every layer from all the time periods for the last 1.25 billion years. And so we have exposures here of rocks that are famous. I've run into people from Canada, from Florida, from Tennessee, all of them on road trips to come here to see our rocks.
Wow.
It's an interesting place here. Jim and I grew up with the darn thing just up the alley in our backyards. Jim, did you go up the alley sometimes to get to the mountains?
Well, yeah, sure. You go up there and you go up to the A, or you go along the north side of the A and going up to the crash site that's there, or up, further up to one of the little caves.
Did they put
the
cross?
The first time I ever climbed up to the top of Ranger Peak was by going up that way and then keep going. Then you just kind of manage to hang on through the scree and you get up to Ranger Peak. But yeah, we were kids. What did we know?
Yeah, we didn't know it couldn't be done.
It was just open land, and you were running around having a good time.
But that canyon next to the A is incredibly interesting. But one is that B-24 crash. The first time I was up there was when I was 7 years old. I went with an older cousin. We went up there, and there was parts of that airplane all over the place. Now they're gone. Are they in your backyard?
Hush.
Oh, okay. I know somebody that picked up a lot of the B-36 parts. He filled up a second bedroom, got paranoid that the cops are going to come get it because that's federal property,
yeah.
And he threw it all away.
Oh, he could have left it at Fort Bliss, and then they could have thrown it away.
We all know this guy, too. Anyway, but enough of that. But that hike up there, now you have a hike going on the B-24 site at some point, don't you, Jim?
That's right. There were two B-24 crashes, one in July of 44, one in March of 44. And we will be covering both of those.
The first one was the one that went just over that church on Alabama Street, kind of went straight off the runway and never gained much altitude, sort of skipped over the church, thank goodness, because there was a service going on, apparently. And when it hit the mountain, everybody came running out of the church and went up there and tried to save him. Of course, there's nothing to save. I mean, that thing just smashed and blew up.
Yeah.
Right.
And so that's where that cross is, that silver cross.
That's right.
That's the impact point there. Okay, where did the other one hit?
The other one is kind of on the west side of a mountain, up a little bit higher.
It actually was in, it just barely almost didn't, it almost cleared the mountain, but it was right up near the top, just sort of like a slight cat's back up there between Channel 4 and Channel 4. Old Channel 4, new Channel 4. You can see where it crunched the rocks. The landing gear is just down from that. And I think I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, I found a button off of an Army coat down the canyon about 300 yards from that crash site. I've still got it.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, there's other holes. Eric Kappas, do you ever go poking around looking in holes in the mountain? You know where some holes are up there, don't you?
Yeah, of course. And I search every hole looking for the Lost Padre mine, of course.
You haven't found it? You wouldn't tell me, would you?
No, I would just disappear. I'd send you a postcard.
That's all I ask. A postcard, you don't even have to put where it's from. Just get a nice picture somewhere. Could be the wrong place. I don't care. Yes, I found the Lost Padre mine. Ha ha. Mine, I'll never see you again.
Yeah.
But there's a couple of hikes that I do know that you do like. Let's take a look at a clip from the Legends of the Mountains about one of the hikes that I know you were on.
The only tin mines in the United States are in El Paso's mountains. During the early 1900s, they produced about 9 metric tons of tin. Now the mines are part of the Franklin Mountain State Park. They've been covered over for safety, but the shafts are still open, and these man-made caves are big.
And look how deep that is down there.
Yeah, that's got to be 30 or 40 feet down.
13 meters or something like that, you know?
There's faults at a perpendicular angle to these guys. Like, this whole face right here seems to be a fault. Maybe they ran down that. Oh, wow, I just found a hornet's nest here.
Well, let's leave it alone. All right, check on down here. Look how far that is right down there.
In the breeze.
Try a rock and see how long it takes. That is far.
Yeah, that's like 50 feet down.
Yeah, that's a long ways. Huh. Well, you know, the orientation of the dig was just where the ore was, so, you know, the mineralization of the pegmatite.
Here's the vein. You can actually see the vein. There's quartz.
And look at those purples there. And look, this is a druzy surface here.
Yep, absolutely. And look at this red, this translucent red right there. Wow. Next to this beautiful quartz. And check this out, this schisty biotite.
All right, here's the end. Really cool. Look, there's a drill hole right there. I guess I didn't find anything more after that. Sometimes at the end you want to see if there's any more of the ore, but I don't really see any.
You got Eric Kappas there, the younger, Eric the younger, prior to PhD dude. And your sidekick in crime there was Jim Eyeholtz.
Jim Eyeholtz, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, we went on some weird hike. Phil Goodell was with us. The four of us walked from that Heinrich Park all the way over. That's a long way.
Yeah.
I mean, it's flat desert, but that's a long way over there. And so, Tin Mines, have you been in there? Jim, you've gone to the Tin Mines, Jim.
I've been there a lot of times.
Okay, now describe it to people who don't know it. It's a long cut, and they put a grating over it so you don't like fall in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, that's one portion of it. There, you also can go just around the corner and down a little bit, going south, and you find some more caves where they were excavating.
But also the state park, thank God, they also put some railings in there, because if you're wandering around in there without a flashlight, I mean, you could drop 50 feet without even knowing it. You'd find it out at the bottom, obviously. But
it would be a bad day.
So
it would ruin somebody's day.
Melissa, you had a question,
yeah.
I think.
Well, yeah, I was just wondering, have you seen some of the natural caves on Mount Franklin? Because we've got a clip about Legends of Our Mountains with geologist Jim Eyeholtz and hiker Bob Lambeth.
I'm sorry,
there is something to the legend about caves in the Franklins. A geology group from the University of Texas at El Paso showed us one in the range's northern tip. It was not exactly Carlsbad Caverns.
Last step is here to watch out for. Go in here for about 20 feet, then it drops down 4 or 5 feet to a kind of another room, and you got popcorn stalactites all over the walls.
Oh, wow. There's a little passageway that goes off right over into here.
Uh-huh. This I'd call the second room. And now we've got to slide in to get to the third room.
This is called the butt crawl here.
This passageway is longer than I remember it being.
And you see this, this I'd call like stalagmites or
stuff right here.
And there I actually did see some water dripping down from the ceiling on a broken stalactite.
You know, I'm not sure if it's going to open up to another room.
You can see a lot of the red hematite. So I think that this was caused by hydrothermal action, which caused the rock to crack and allow the cave to be formed.
Again, that was Jim Eyholtz and my hiking buddy Bob Lambeth. Now, that cave is bizarre. Eric, have you been in that one? And you access it from basically Anthony Gap Road.
Yeah, we call that the Anthony Gap Cave. I'm not sure what the official name is, but that cave, you go down into a small room, and then you have to take your backpack off to fit through the next hole, and you have to push your bag ahead of you, you know, to crawl through this tunnel. And I refused to go in. I'm too claustrophobic. And Jim Eyholtz, who we were just listening to, he went ahead of me. And after about 25 minutes, we started to worry about Jim.
He wasn't coming out.
No, and so I had to go in, and I had to, you know, tough it out and crawl through this small tunnel. And Jim was nowhere to be found. Fortunately, I went to tracking school. I went to footprint school, and so I knew to just look at the ground, and I found his fresh footprints in that cave dust and followed his footprints to him. And when I found him, the first thing he said was, "How did you find me? I was totally lost."
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I thought we were going to lose the guy completely, and that was a harrowing thing. He had one of my cameras on his belly. And what we just heard, he was video recording, and it might have been the last thing he ever did. But he got out. Oh my God, that was
everything for video.
Oh,
you know?
Well, we didn't plan that part. I got to tell you, but that is from the video Legends of El Paso's Mountains, and that was one of the stranger things. I would recommend, if you feel like doing that kind of thing, take a ball of string with you and play it out behind you, because he got into one chamber, didn't know how he got in there. And that was the problem. All right. Good God. Eric Kapp is here with Jim Tolbert.
That's why you don't find gold.
Ooh, if you find it, don't tell anybody. We know that. Anyway, taking a break here. Come back in a minute. We'll talk some more about some of the hikes. I don't think they're going to take you to that one. I just don't think so. Again, the email, if you want to email us, ephistory690@gmail.com. Back in just a moment.
Monterey Asset Management is proud to sponsor the El Paso History Show. If you're tired of the ups and downs of the stock market, maybe you should invest in real estate. Monterey Asset manages apartments in El Paso and helps investors buy, hold, and sell properties. To learn more about the many benefits and long-term appreciation of investing in real estate, call Certified Property Manager Ray Baca at 915-592-4549. Call Monterey Asset Management to discuss your personal financial needs at 592-4549.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino, enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
If finding a high-impact hire is a serious goal for your business, use Indeed. Their flexible payment options mean better bang for your buck with no long-term contracts. Indeed will even give you a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post at Indeed.com/high-impact. Terms and conditions apply.
iHeartRadio's new podcast, Forgotten, Women of Juarez, investigates a series of murdered women that have haunted the U.S.-Mexico border for almost 30 years. The crimes suggest a wider conspiracy.
The fact that a lawyer is murdered in such a public way or call it an execution indicates that we're talking about something very big behind these murders.
Dive into the mystery and listen to Forgotten Women of Juarez on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A message from Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
Texans always get the job done, especially when we work together. As we safely open up our state, we need to unite as one Texas to contain COVID-19 and to get Texans back to work. If you go out in public, stay 6 feet apart from others. Wear a face covering and wash your hands regularly. Be a good neighbor. Be a Texan. Together, we're going to make our way through this.
News Radio 690 KTSM El Paso.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
I've got a question for you two guys, and Melissa found one on Facebook, facebook.com/ El Paso History Radio Show, and also elpasohistory690@gmail.com. My question, you want to use first? Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I mean, it came in from Caleb, and it was about the Aztec Caves in the Franklin Mountain State Park. What do you guys know about that history-wise? Why is it called Aztec Mountain?
Aztec, yeah.
We'd get some lost Aztecs?
I can answer that one.
Okay.
So I've always been looking for caves in the Franklins, and most of the caves that I've found are because of large fractures in the rock that are coming together, and they basically, these fractures surround a chunk of rock that falls out and makes a cave. And you can see a smaller version of this on, we call it Sea Road, but I think it's the Tower Road is what it's called on the map, going up from Robinson. There's a small cave, maybe about 8 feet deep, that's formed from, you know, faults, large fractures in the rock coming together. And that makes a weak spot. There's also a cave just like that, about the same size, on the Palisade Trail, which is behind Crazy Cat.
Oh, yeah,
so these are small caves. Aztec Cave is just a big version of that. It's just a bunch of cracks in the rock that came together. It's in the Red Bluff Granite, so some of our oldest rock. And that's how it formed.
The man speaking there is the Doctor of Rocks, Dr. Eric Kappas.
It's a rock and roll.
Well, you were just a rock guy until you got the doctor thing. We'll talk more about that second hour, how you became a PhD. But I have another question for you. I don't know if you guys, you don't live where I live, but I got a different view now, a different house. And we sit out in the backyard and look at the mountain sometimes, and we can see from the bottom of the mountain to the top on the upper side, the upper north end side of the Thunderbird. And the last couple of months, we're seeing lights on the mountain. There are people hiking at night on the Franklin.
Awesome.
We presume it's people, because otherwise what's going on? There are trails up there.
Mm-hmm.
There's one, I don't think there's a trail, but we saw a light coming down. There's a trail from Trans Mountain Road. It starts at the top of Trans Mountain and goes all the way over to a couple of water towers and into Coronado. Who in the world is hiking at night? Is it you guys?
No, it's probably aliens.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Jim Talbert.
You got to clarify that one down here.
Yeah. You mean from Mexico? No, you don't mean from Mexico.
No, you mean from, like, Mars.
This is Jim Talbert. Well, this is supposedly a UFO base up there. You never know.
That's true.
But Jim Talbert, you don't know anything about this?
No, I don't.
It's weird to watch, guys, let me tell you.
First I've heard of it.
It's not just once in a while. It's a whole lot. And it's like, okay, there's another one. And every once in a while, we'll see two coming together. I wonder if they're going to be okay. I think one of them's on an ATV. Got to be, because of how fast they were moving. The light was going across. But I just thought I'd better ask about that. Okay. What are the things about
I got to throw something in. I just saw a picture. It was one of the comments on the Facebook page. It's Don Voorhees.
Yeah.
And he posted a picture of his last and final hike to the peak. It was February 1st, 2020.
Oh, my God. Don, how old are you?
He's only 50.
Oh, no. 50. Well, I got to tell you, after about 55, I don't think I would try that. But that's a heck of a – you know what you can do? I'm serious. There's the helicopter people. They'll drop you off for a fee, I'll bet you.
Yeah, I bet they would.
Oh, my God. Anyway, so – well, the Franklin Mountains are just amazing. What have we missed? We got about 3 minutes left here in this hour. We're going to come back and talk about Crystal Ray and a few other things next hour. What other things about the Franklins do you think people should know? Jim, you got other hikes going on, right?
Well, we do. And you know, we're going to be going as I mentioned, of course, the crash sites. We've got we're going into the state park, you know, onto their nature trail, which is a really cool place. And Benny Pohl, Liz DeMoultrie,
and Paul Heider are going to teach people about nature photography. That's another one that we're going to be doing up there. And, of course, the all-time famous and popular hike to the Tin Mines.
Oh, yeah, and that's crazy. But at least it's more flat to get there. And once you get there, just bring a flashlight. Wouldn't you recommend a flashlight?
I recommend a flashlight.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Good thing, yes.
And if you go after dark, we'll watch you come down the mountain. No, that's on the other side of the mountain for me. But the thing about the hikes on the mountain at night, that's just nuts, dudes. Got to tell you. And how do I document that? It's hard to record that. Anyway, but you've also...
I have a comment about that. So
sure.
You know that on Thunderbird, they just, the mayor just put in a new trailhead, the Jan Sumrall Memorial Trailhead. It's
mm-hmm.
kind of at the top of Thunderbird. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So I wonder, I mean, I know a couple of guys that go mountain biking up on the mountain, and then I know a couple really crazy guys that go mountain biking on the mountain in the dark with lights.
That must be them. Because I'm telling you, it's crazy to watch. And there's a utility trail right across the bottom there where they have power lines and they connect all those water towers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's obviously a trail you can navigate. But I'm watching that at night like, okay, who in the world is this? I thought maybe you guys would know. Man, you're not going to schedule.
You know, speaking about the Thunderbird,
yeah?
I mentioned one of our events will be led by Eric, in which he's going to hike and climb the Thunderbird.
Oh, cool. And you have to go from Summerall Park.
Yes,
right.
Yeah, that's where we're going to meet. And the cool thing, most people don't know about the Thunderbird. I'm kind of spoiling. This is a spoiler, but the cool thing that most people don't know about the Thunderbird is that's really ancient rock, and it's surrounded on both sides up there by limestone and protrudes still out of that limestone, and limestone's deposited in the ocean. So if you get into if you start reading about geology, you know, give yourself a headache reading all these complicated articles, then you find out that the Thunderbird used to be an island, and for a long time was an island.
The wonders never cease on the Franklins. The weird stuff that does go on there. Well, I think it'd be great to get up in the Thunderbird and look around up in there. But you really can't tell it's a Thunderbird till you back off quite a bit. When you're up in there, it's pretty tall red rock. It's amazing. And isn't that stuff the red rock burned into the limestone and then it lifted up? Isn't that what happened?
So happened is we had a super volcano. That's kind of our oldest geologic story here. And that super volcano eroded and weathered for about 600 million years. And then all kinds of sediments were deposited around and eventually on top of it. But it took a while for the ocean sediments to cover that island up. It took, I guess 70 million years or something to eventually cover that island over with sediment.
Amazing. And how to find out the hikes to go on and listen to this guy in person, because Eric's amazing. Jim, you've got some interesting information as well. That's just put in your search engine online, Celebration of Our Mountains, or what is it, CELEB?
MTNS.org.
CELEBMTNS.org. Jim Talbert, thanks for being here. And Eric, we'll see you guys after the news. We'll come back and talk more rocks here.
Yes, we will.
And like Crystal Ray, how did that get there? And what is a hypabyssal andesite pluton? Some of us.
Now that's an alien.
Ah, there you go. That's an alien. Okay. See you after the news.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita, and by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690, KTSM, El Paso.